Exclusive: True, the vote wins battle against IRS as judge orders tax agency to pay legal fees in decade-long fight. By Matthew Boyle on June 6, 2019. True, the vote, a nonpartisan conservative election integrity group that fought a nearly decade-long battle with the IRS and other federal agencies that unfairly targeted the group, has won a major decision in federal court and shall be awarded maximum attorney fees. This is a huge victory for every American who thinks that they can't go up against the government and get what they deserve. Katherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote's founder, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview ahead of the group's public announcement of the victory. "This is an opportunity to make very clear that we didn't back away and, therefore, American citizens didn't back away, and we won." Engelbrecht added in her interview with Breitbart News that she believes this victory for ordinary Americans against an overreaching and unfair federal government should be dedicated to Breitbart News founder Andrew Breitbart, who before he passed away in 2012, when the news was first breaking of these IRS malfeasances against conservatives, called Engelbrecht to express his support for her cause. "It's been on my heart. In so many ways, this is really a victory that should be dedicated to Andrew," Engelbrecht said in a phone interview on Thursday morning. "When this all began, I got a call from Andrew, who knew that I was way out of my wheelhouse of expectation that a government could do what was already happening. Andrew stepped in and ran towards the fire on my behalf. The lessons learned in that, the willingness to just charge in because it was the right thing to do, truth has no agenda, right? He just said, 'Let me be your rodeo clown. Let me go in front. Let me go in front.' And in some ways, maybe True the Vote went in front for other organizations and citizens and for others who may be scared to speak out. It was a long battle, but we won. The conduct of the IRS and the government was nothing short of shocking," Brock Akers of the Akers firm, one of True the Vote's attorneys, said in the release. "This ruling ought to reflect a collective sigh of relief from everyone that the judicial system really can be turned to for a just end to this nightmare. Check one in favor of Justice v. Swamp." The D.C. District Court rejected the DOJ's argument that True the Vote did not win this litigation battle, added James Bopp Jr. of the Bopp Law Firm, another True the Vote attorney. Bopp also applauded Judge Walton's opinion, which held not only that the IRS's actions were not substantially justified, but were also rooted in bad faith. The court's judgment that True the Vote won this litigation, coupled with its opinion that the IRS acted in bad faith, should be a warning to bureaucrats that the U.S. Constitution protects everyone, regardless of ideology. In her interview, Engelbrecht said the swamp is still thick and still circling, though, and that in many ways what she and her organization went through battling these agencies is much the same as what President Donald Trump is facing from the administrative state. "I would have never in my wildest dreams imagined that when I filed for nonprofit status with True the Vote, it would open up a 10-year-long rabbit hole of all kinds of things that we've now seen in the federal government that we couldn't have possibly imagined were going on," Engelbrecht told Breitbart News. "Now, we know. In some ways, True the Vote was the canary in the coal mine for what we see every night on the nightly news. The targeting, the collusion, the fact that you cannot trust even some of our country's most highly regarded organizations, because the truth is, no matter who is at the top, the swamp is still thick and still circling." Engelbrecht said, too, that through True the Vote's victory against the IRS, there is now case law established to stop the swamp in Washington from ever being able to commit these injustices again. "The strongest thing that True the Vote could do was establish case law. So, if God forbid, if it were to happen to anyone else ever again, they could point to True the Vote v. IRS and say, 'This is unconstitutional.'" Engelbrecht said when asked what needs to happen to reform the agencies that unfairly targeted her and her group. Engelbrecht added that after everything she has gone through at the hand of an overreaching and intrusive federal government, she feels vindicated. "I absolutely do," Engelbrecht said when asked if she feels vindicated. "The first was a victory in part, and to see the IRS, the ink wasn't even dry from their signature on the consent order before they began to break it. To see that happen and to have to watch to find out how it's going to play. Is this going to stand, or is the judge going to step in and do something? The fact that the judge stepped in and did something is affirmation to me that we now have something that can hang these guys out if it ever happened again, God forbid." The weight of the federal government coming down on Engelbrecht and True the Vote was so intense and wide-reaching that it was clear the federal government targeted her. according to Through the Votes press release announcing the victory in the court decision. In 2010, a number of Obama administration agencies, including the IRS, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, began targeting Engelbrecht and Through the Vote. The battle lasted years and sought to drown Engelbrecht and her organization in government bureaucracy. A barrage of attacks, including 23 separate audits, investigations, and inquiries, all in an effort to stop Through the Vote from accomplishing its mission. At its core, it's about control through fear, Engelbrecht said. They wanted to silence us, so they overwhelmed us on all sides. It was a multi-front war we were facing. It was designed to make us go away, to scare us, to break us, to try to turn public opinion against us. The coordination was through all facets. It was just mind-blowing. But 10 years later, on the other side of it, the lesson for Through the Vote and all citizens is that as citizens, we are called to stand up, and we are called to engage. The lesson, I think, that is so ingrained in my mind is, speak out. We are the government. We are not subjects to whatever it is they want to push down our throats. There are things that are constitutional and can be protected. Hopefully, we set a great example for that. Engelbrecht said the reason the government targeted her and her group is because a conservative standing up for election integrity is a serious threat to the left's tactics regarding elections. With this win in the bank, according to the group's release on Thursday, True the Vote is looking ahead to the 2020 election in an effort to help the military community with Get Out the Vote and other election security matters. With this decade-long battle behind True the Vote, the organization will now turn its effort to the 2020 election cycle, partnering with Our Values, a veterans' rights organization founded by Benghazi hero Marcos Geist, the release says. The collaboration will focus on active and veteran military voter registration, recruiting and training for volunteer service as poll workers, and other GOTV activities targeted to mobilizing military and veteran families in the 2020 election.